You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Proposed legislation to withhold the salaries of suspended judges was introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature Thursday. The bill comes following the suspension of Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan, who was criminally charged after being accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by immigration authorities in her courtroom. The legislation was co-authored by State Representative Shay Sortwell and State Senator Corey Tomczyk, who said Judge Dugan should not be continuing to collect her pay while facing federal charges. Months after the completion of the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Judge Chris Taylor has announced record fundraising for next year's election. This week, Judge Taylor's campaign announced it has raised nearly $584,000 with nearly 4,800 contributions from all 72 Wisconsin counties during the first fundraising period of the campaign. That mark is significantly higher than the roughly $460,000 raised by Justice-elect Susan Crawford's campaign through this point last year. A recent United Way study found one in three Wisconsin families are struggling to afford basic expenses. According to the study, about 24% of Wisconsin households are identified as ALICE families by the organization, meaning asset limited, income constrained, and employed. The designation covers families with enough income to remain above the federal poverty line, but are unable to afford basic needs like housing, childcare, and transportation. Wisconsin residents will now have one less thing to worry about as they're going through airport security. Under new regulations from the Transportation Security Administration, no Wisconsin airports will require passengers to remove their shoes when they're moving through the security line. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.99 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 6.7 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 29.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.66 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of 73 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.11 a gallon. The national average is down a half cent per gallon from a month ago and stands 37.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 3.2 cents in the last week and stands at $3.68 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, with oil prices posting a modest uptick last week, the national average price of gasoline also inched slightly higher, with just over half of U.S. states seeing increases, while nearly two dozen saw declines. He added, as we approach the midpoint of the summer driving season, gasoline inventories remain just below average, while diesel inventories are considerably tighter, keeping upward pressure on diesel prices. While renewed tariff discussions could weigh on oil markets due to concerns about economic growth, absent any major developments, we expect the national average to remain range-bound in the low $3 per gallon area, where it has spent much of the summer. Many people are looking forward to fun festivals this summer. As usual, scammers are taking advantage of the building excitement. This time, they are cashing in with phony tickets and even fake events. BBB Scam Tracker has received numerous reports from people who purchased fake tickets to actual events or events that have yet to materialize. To spot a fake festival, research before you buy. Search online for the festival's name and ensure the name advertised matches the website. Scammers often use names that sound similar to those of real festivals. Check for working contact information. The festival website should have a real phone number and email address. Watch out for prices that sound too good to be true. There is no way a festival can offer tickets as extremely low prices without losing money. If the prices are much lower than elsewhere, it's likely a scam. If you are planning to make a purchase, pay with a credit card. You can dispute the charges if the business doesn't come through. Be wary of online sellers that don't accept credit cards. Look for secure sites. The website should begin with HTTPS. The extra S is for security and have a lock symbol on the address bar. Avoid tickets sold on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and other free online listings. Scammers are skilled at providing realistic tickets and fake receipts. Check out third-party ticket sites at BBB.org before making purchases. For more information, read BBB's tips for buying tickets to an event. For general information on how to avoid scams, visit BBB.org/avoidscams. The National High School Rodeo Finals began last night in Rock Springs, Wyoming. In barrel racing last night, Sage Kite of Oxford placed 14th with a time of 18.236. In the boys' cutting performance, Cade Parrish of Laval placed 7th with a score of 198. In the goat tying performance, Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 17th with a time of 11.08. In the pole bending performance, Maddie McBride of Holman placed 3rd with a time of 21.271. In the steer wrestling performance, Toya Regitz of Cassville placed 10th with a time of 23.87. And in the tie down roping performance, Kyan Nelson of Toma placed 9th with a time of 13.33. The National High School Rodeo Finals run through Saturday. The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now to keep the blood supply strong this summer. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves, especially in the face of summer challenges that can quickly cause blood and platelet reserves to drop. Scheduling and keeping donation appointments are crucial this month to ensure blood products are constantly available in the weeks to come for all patients, including those in trauma situations that may require several life-saving transfusions. Two blood drives will be held Wednesday. One will be held from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. A second will be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. All blood types are needed, and donors who don't know their blood type can learn it after donation. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
A new champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star Game going on tonight. Freddie Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star Game rank on his list of goals this season?
This was number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, I was striving for. And a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been. There are genuinely 5, 6, 7, 8 teams, going into a season that have a real chance to play. There are elite players on these teams in both conferences. Our young players are starting to contribute at a high level. You're going to see some of these guys pop again for us this year, just like you saw AJ Green pop for us last year. Ryan Rollins is getting ready to come. I'm just thankful that we get to kind of operate in that system and try to do things that we can.
That's Bucks GM John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office remains financially healthy thanks to The Man of Steel. Superman was the top dog, to no one's surprise, pulling in $122 million domestically over the weekend and almost another $100 million from overseas. Here at home, that's the third biggest opening of the year. The news was good for DC Comics, as director James Gunn is also the co-head of the whole operation, so they needed this to be a winner. Rounding out the top five were all big-time blockbuster-esque films. Jurassic World Rebirth was the top dog last week and came in second place with $40 million big ones. In its third week of release, F1 delivered $13 million at the box office. And rounding out the fourth and fifth place were kid flicks How to Train Your Dragon, which came in with close to $8 million, and Pixar's Elio, which came in with just under $4 million. Superman is expected to top the charts again next week, as there will be no real competition until The Fantastic Four, First Steps, hits the big screen July 25th. Do I recommend Superman? Sort of. As a video, it rocks, but as a movie, I guess it's still just okay. First, the good. James Gunn keeps the action and story moving along nicely. The film relies on what we already know about Superman, his adoptive parents in Kansas, and Lex Luthor, who in this installment resembles a certain billionaire. The filmmakers choose to go right to the bells and whistles, i.e. action, music, and some stunning effects. They even introduce a character that looks like it stumbled into the wrong movie from Jurassic World. There were a few other tangential issues I had, including a couple Daily Planet reporters who didn't even need to be in the film. And with a total of about 5 lines, actor Wendell Pierce as Perry White had absolutely nothing to do in the film. But Pierce is a great actor and deserves the residual checks coming his way. The main players, David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, are great as Superman and Lois. Having said that, there is definitely enough cinematic energy in this movie to make the theater-going experience more fun than watching it at home. Everyone loves an underdog story. Sean Astin is hoping to unseat Fran Drescher and become the new SAG-AFTRA president. The real underdogs here are the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of TV and Radio Artists Unions, who are coming off a 2023 4-month-long strike. The unions face uncertainty in the age of AI and studios who are now owned by major conglomerates. It's Rudy versus the nanny, so get some popcorn ready and hope that SAG ends up with the right leader. Actors are often perceived as narcissistic egomaniacs. Not saying those people don't exist, but actor Stellan Skarsgård is not one of them. The 74-year-old Swedish actor, who has sired 8 children, most of whom are actors, took a pay cut on the film's sentimental value so the crew could have better lunches. Skarsgård spent what equals $50,000 of his own money to make sure the crew was well fed, which he says will benefit the project in the long run. He is absolutely right and an incredible actor. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.